only do what I want to.
You say. And we are back. Welcome to the 13th episode of HP Detectives. So, after a long break, we are back at podcasting, hoping to be bigger and better.
Yeah, that was a really long break. Sorry about that. We had a lot going on. Like, I was at camp, and Alex had, like, day camps and stuff.
Then I went on vacation.
He went to Canada, and I went to camp. And
yeah, so we didn't have much
time.
We didn't have enough time to do a podcast, but we're going to try and get one out. So, thank you to all of you who have sent us ideas in on new parts of the podcast. We appreciate them a lot. Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sam, take it at the news.
All right, the Weird Sisters lost their case against Warner Brothers, and the court ruling was that the Weird Sisters had to pay back Warner Brothers $50,000 in court costs. Also, in other news, Rupert Grint's new movie, Driving Lessons, has premiered. So, I kind of want to see that.
Actually. Yeah. I don't think it's showing in the U.S., but okay, on to our main topic. We're not doing a character discussion this week. We are doing a discussion on, this week will be love lives of the main characters. So, I think that Harry and Ginny are going, I think Harry's going to not want Ginny to stay with him, but I think that Ginny's going to just keep tagging along like she did in Half-Blood, Order of the Phoenix, and I think that they'll stay together. What do you think, Sam?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, Ron and Hermione. I think in the last book that they'll get together.
Definitely.
Yeah, they like each other for so many books. I just think that they need to get together sometime in this last book that she's writing. So I think it'd be nice if they got together. Now I wonder, Neville, she didn't say that Neville's going out with anyone. Probably doesn't have the gut to ask anyone out. What do you think?
I agree.
Yeah. And Cho, I wonder who Cho's be going out with.
Remember, she went out with that other kid.
Roger Davies.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I think it'd be really nice if Harry grew up and married Ginny.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but I don't think that's gonna happen because, like the way, and I'm also, who do you think's gonna die in the books?
I bet Ron and Hermione.
You think one of them's gonna die?
No, I bet McGonagall's going to die.
Yeah.
I bet Snape's going to...
McGonagall
and Snape. And I bet Harry and Malfoy are going to wind up being friends.
I'm not sure about the Harry and Malfoy. I think they have 20 years of hatred between them, but... some people are saying that they think Harry is going to die because in an interview on the Richard and Judy show... J.K. Rowling said that she was tempted to kill Harry off so no one could write more Harry Potter books, that she would take it with her to the grave, and after she died, no one else would be able to write it. And she could see why other authors have done that. Now, and she said that she wasn't announcing it because she knew she'd get so much hate mail. Personally, I think that it's just one of the things that J.K. Rowling says that she...
Yeah, because the last line of the book is going to be, Harry, where's your scar?
I'm not so sure about that.
You were the one who told me about that.
I think she, on her website, said that wasn't true. I'm not sure. But
why don't we go check right now?
Because it's old news. What else do you think? So, when Harry and Ginny together, I wonder if they live. I wonder where they live.
Burrow.
What?
Somewhere near the burrow. I don't know.
And career. What do you think Ginny's career would be?
Med nurse at Mumbai.
Yeah, Harry would probably be an R. If he gets over his problems with the ministry, he might be an Auror. Actually, no, he can't be an Auror if he's not going back to school.
He is, though.
No, he isn't.
Oh, yeah.
He's not going back to school.
They'll probably still let him be an Auror.
He actually kills Voldemort. He'll probably,
be Minister of Magic if he did that.
I don't know. And I wonder if once they start catching real Death Eaters, they'll let innocent people like Stan Shunpike out of Azkaban. Or just leave him in so they don't have to say, ooh, we were wrong.
I'd have to leave him in.
Yeah. Because just more Death Eaters seems better. So the ministry just seems kind of corrupt right now. What do you think?
Very corrupt.
Yeah. And I think that, I wonder if Harry could do something, like, to help, because with how much Scrimgeour wanted Harry to be in the ministry, I wonder if he could use some of his influence.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I wonder. It'd be nice if he could do something about the ministry's corruption, because it seems like there's a lot of good people in Azkaban.
Like Stan Shunpike.
Yes, he's one. So, who else do you think is gonna get together, Sam?
No clue.
On July 26th, Half-Blood Prince turned 1 year old. Happy birthday, Half-Blood Prince.
Mm-hmm. Cheers to that.
Yep. We plan to be updating our website
soon. Because I just got a new buzz cut. I never want to see what it looks like.
Next week, sometime in the next few weeks, with links, a new segment we're going to try is comparing Muggle places that are in the Harry Potter books with
Muggle places.
Yeah. And just see if things really exist. Like, look at things that really exist in that.
Like London.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do. We'll see if that little rocky island actually exists.
Probably. There's probably some rocky island off the coast.
Yeah.
I expect there's like rocky mountains off every coast.
Islands with shacks in them. Guys that give you shotguns.
Yep. Yeah.
It's so cool if he drove out there and actually found that guy.
Yeah. That would be so weird. But I think it'd be pretty neat. Well, we have got one voicemail message.
From Diana Patrick.
Yes.
Hello, Alex and Sam.
And here it goes.
Hello, Alex and Sam. I don't think there are going to be any new memories left by Dumbledore in the Pensieve. Now, if he left any memories, they'd be in little bottles someplace in his cabinet. But I don't think they'll be there. I think the memories that Harry is going to find are going to be in Godric's Hollow. Whose memories they are, I don't know. But he's going to go there, and he's going to find somebody there who's going to be able to tell him all kinds of things about his parents. So I think those are the memories that are going to be most important. Thanks for a good show. Bye.
Well,
wow,
yeah.
That actually sounds like a good theory.
Yeah, it does.
Thank you, Diana.
Mm-hmm. If you have any theories, you can send them in by voicemail.
Please do, and we'll discuss them.
harry@hpdetectives.com. Just have them in MP3 format, please. But So she was responding to what I said in the last show about Harry.
How there could be more memories in the
pensive. Yeah. And, yeah.
Are there any other pensives besides Dumbledore's?
Probably. I would be very surprised if he had the only one.
I'm wondering if he had it, like, custom made or something.
Then why would other people have them custom made?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it seems like that would happen. So
what?
That wraps up the voicemails.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about where Harry would find memories in Godric's Hollow?
I don't know, there's not much left, is there? It's just a pile of ashes.
No. Godric's Hollow is the city.
Oh. I don't know. Maybe you could find another wizard in the city.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's wizards that live in the city. I wonder if you could go to the Ministry of Magic to see. Because they have all wizards registered. Because...
I wonder if guys got Godric's Hollow a real city.
Yes. Actually, I'm not sure if Godric's Hollow is a real place.
It is.
It sounds like it's a real place in the books, but Harry, I wonder if, like, just like the Dementors bring back things, I wonder if he could go back to and find, like, either his parents' house or their grave and remember something about the night that they were killed. Yeah. I think that'd be very interesting if he could find something, and I think it would show a lot of weird stuff. I think he'd find out a lot of stuff he did not know about his parents.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That there probably is something in Godric's Hollow. It just seems like that Dumbledore, yeah, if he knew his death, he would probably leave memories. That, or he has shown all his he has shown Harry all the important memories. Sam, do you think that he's shown Harry all the important memories? Of course, that might have been why he had all his meetings, was because if he knew he was going to die, he might die with a Horcrux, he wanted to show Harry all the important memories. So he might have seen all the memories, and he has to go to Godric's Hollow.
I don't think he did.
Just to, like, remember it. So do you think that it would be going to his parents' house? That would,
yeah, definitely.
Spring it, or their graves?
Or probably house.
Okay.
If there hasn't been another one built on.
Yeah, or maybe just back to where it happened, even if there is another house built on it. And I wonder if it's an all-wizard city. It isn't, because Hogsmeade's the only one.
Mm-hmm.
So if Hogsmeade is the only wizarding city, so there has to be Muggles there. And I wonder if there's any wizards. Or if it's like... there's probably a bunch of wizards, but... I wonder, like, how many. Harry might have to go to the Ministry of Magic, because they have tabs on every wizard, as we found out in...
So they have tabs on the tabs?
I mean the tabs.
Whoa. Like a tab is when a person follows someone?
No. They just know where the person lives, where every wizard lives. Because they said that... who was it? It was Mrs. Fig said that you would not have me on file because I'm a squib. So, I think that wrapped up this episode. This was a really bad episode, I think. Just getting back used to podcasting, but we'll try and do a few more.
Yep.
This week, because we're both off. Okay, can we not next...
myself.